请我们先打开圣经，翻到启示录最后一章。
First of all, let's turn to the Bible, the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. The last chapter.
对，启示录第二十二章也是整卷圣经的最末了的一章。
Revelation chapter 22, which is also the last chapter of the entire Bible.
我们要读第三节最末了的一句。
We need to read the last phrase in verse 3.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And his bond servants shall serve him.
如果我们直译的话，也可以说他的众仆人都要侍奉他。
If you translate it literally, it also means that the multitude of his servant, bond servants shall also serve him.
弟兄姐妹，这句话告诉我们，将来到永世里，我们仍然要侍奉我们的神。
This phrase tells us that even in until eternity, we will still be serving our God.
这句话也告诉我们，我们蒙恩得救的人乃是他的仆人。
It also tells us that we who have been saved by His grace are also His servants.
我们请我们翻到旧约以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
我们要读以赛亚书的两处经文。
We will read two scriptures from Isaiah.
第一处在以赛亚书第四十二章。
First, chapter 42 of Isaiah.
我们要从第一节读到第四节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 4.
看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的。我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传于外邦。他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
Isaiah 42 verses 1 through 4. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law.
请我们再翻到第六十一章。
Furthermore, turn to chapter 61.
以赛亚书第六十一章，我们要从第一节读到第三节。
We will read from verses 1 through 3 in chapter 61.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
我们一起低头借着祷告，仰望神的恩典。
Let's, through a prayer, we will look to the grace of God.
主，我们感谢你，因为你实在是恩待我们。
Lord, we truly thank you because you have been so gracious to us.
你到如今仍然向我们说话。
Even until today, you're still speaking to us.
就是你心里的话。
You are speaking words from your heart to us.
主，你何等盼望我们这些蒙你所救赎的人。
How you desire for we who have been saved by you.
都能够成为讨你喜悦 的仆人。
That we can all be servants in whom your soul delights.
愿早晨你借圣灵再向我们的心说话。
May you speak again through the Spirit to our hearts.
让我们能够因着你的话语而战惊。
So that we will tremble at your every word.
让我们的因着你的话语我们愿意来讨你的喜悦。
And because of your word, we want to please you.
愿你祝福我们以下的时间。
Bless our ensuing time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们为着今年主在夏令会中向我们所说的话，我们感谢他。
We thank God for the words that He has spoken to us during the summer conference this year.
彭立兄借着以赛亚书里的十幅图画来告诉我们神心意中的一件事。
So through 10 pictures, Brother Peng shared with us God's heart's desire.
就是神要在他的百姓中间得着他的众仆人。
Which is from his people, he will gain the multitude of his servants.
不知道弟兄姐妹还记不记得彭立兄所说的那十幅图画。
I don't know if brothers and sisters still remember the 10 pictures that Brother Peng mentioned.
相信我们都有印象，那是非常丰富的三篇信息。
We're all impressed that those are three messages that were very, very rich.
早晨呢，我愿意借着一个图画呢，来把这十幅图画呢，帮我们一起再复习一下。
This morning, I want to use one summary picture to summarize all these 10 pictures so that we can have a review.
这是我姐妹啊，为着初中生帮他们预习的时候呢，所画的一幅图画。
So my wife, while preparing for her lesson with the middle school students, she prepared this diagram.
当我们当我和彭立兄啊确认一下以后，他说这正是他心中的那幅图画。
So I confirmed this with Brother Peng that this is indeed the picture in his heart too.
好，所以我们看见在这十幅图画里面呢，在前面一半的时候啊，我们看见是有两条啊两个啊。那条线。
So you see that in the first part of the picture, there are two parallel lines.
一个是渔民。
The first line is the remnant.
渔民的归回。
The return of the remnant.
他们要向下扎根，往下扎根，向上结果。
And the remnant is supposed to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
他们要因着等候耶和华，能够重新得力。
And they will, while they're waiting for the Lord, they will renew their strength.
这是关于在前面这一半渔民的这条线。
This is the first line regarding the remnant.
在这个同时呢，神也让我们看见，在他心中，他为他的渔民所预备的。
However, at the same time, we also see what God has prepared for His remnant.
就是有一个婴孩。
There, which is a babe.
他是为童女所生。
A virgin will be with child.
然后呢，他要成为这个婴孩呢，要成为那奇妙测试。
And this babe shall become wonderful counselor.
全能的神。
A mighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
所以当我们看见在前面这一半，这两条线，到了第五幅图画的时候呢，他们就连在一起。
Therefore, you see that these first two lines will merge into the, when they reach the fifth picture.
就是我们刚刚所读以赛亚书第四十二章的经文，看哪，我的仆人。
And the fifth picture depicts the passage we just read.
所以神的心
，Behold my servant.
所以神的心意要借着他的仆人呢，来带领这一班的渔民。
So God's heart's desire is to, through His servant, to lead the remnant.
使他们成为神的众仆人。
So that they would become the servants.
他们能够成为与神同工的一般人。
And these people will become co-workers with God.
然后呢，就给我们看见说，他们就成为神所设立的公义树。
And these servants would become trees of righteousness established by God.
成为神在耶路撒冷城墙上所设立的守望者。
And these servants would become watchmen on the wall of Jerusalem.
他们也会成为那葡萄树上的那一挂，是能够成为新酒，叫神得着享受。
And they would also make new wine in the cluster so that they could be cheering God.
借着他们的服事，也能够让神在地上得着一个安息的居所。
Through their service, God would also find a resting place on this earth.
好， 所以我们把这十幅图画总归下来，我们看见神的那仆人要带领神的渔民成为神的众仆人。
So in summary, through the servant, God would, he would lead all the servants, the remnant.
借着他们的服事，能够叫神的百姓们，让神的儿女们都能够成为公义树，成为守望者，成为神所享受的新酒，也成为神安息的居所。
So through their service, the servants, the people will become trees of righteousness. They would become that new wine and become the resting place for God.
好，那我们可以打开灯，我们图画就停在这里。
So we can turn on the lights now.
如果弟兄姐妹有兴趣的话，可以让我知道，我们可以再把这个图画可以跟大家分享。
If you're interested, I'll share the picture with you again.
所以我们看见在以赛亚书第四十二章里面给我们看见那第五幅的图画呢，就是关于神的仆人。
So we see that in the fifth picture, it talks about the servant of God.
神要我们来注视他的那仆人。
God wants us to behold His servant.
好叫我们能够学习如何能够成为忠于神的托付。
So that we can be, we can learn to be faithful to His God's entrustment.
成为合神心意的仆人，来完成神所给我们的那个使命。
So that we can be servants and completing His commission, and we can become people who in whom His soul delights.
神所要我们注视的那仆人，就是预言我们的主耶稣基督。
So the servant that God wants us to behold is, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣是神心中所最喜悦的仆人。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is the servant in whom our God is so delighted the most.
主耶稣是神对于所有做仆人的人的那个唯一的标准。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only standard by which all the servants have to lean on.
他是我们学习做仆人最好的榜样。
And this is the best example we as servants need to learn from.
我们主在世的日子，他是那样子忠心于神所给他的托付。
When our Lord was on this earth, he was so entirely faithful to the entrustment by his Father.
他的一生是那样子照着神的心意来服事。
And he served the Father with all faithfulness and loyalty on this earth.
因此我们看见神就一直的来扶持他的仆人。
Therefore, we can see that God continuously upheld his servant.
弟兄姐妹，我们也是神所拣选的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, we also are servants chosen by God.
我们若是向着神的托付忠心。
If we were to be faithful to the entrustment of God.
我们若是照着他的心意来服事。
If we serve him according to his heart's desire,
神就必扶持我们。
God will surely uphold us.
他就必负我们一切的责任。
He will bear all responsibilities for us.
弟兄姐妹，今天在神的教会在地上见证微弱的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when the testimony of the church is weak on this earth,
就像在旧约的时候，神的百姓他们在神所托付的他们事上他们失败了。
Just like in the Old Testament, the people failed in their testimony and entrustment that God has put on them.
神就在他们中间兴起一般关心神心意的人。
Therefore, God raised some people among them that cares about God's heart's desire.
他们愿意为着神的心意把自己献给神。
They're willing to offer themselves up for the heart's desire of God.
这是旧约的渔民。
Which is the remnant in the Old Testament.
今天神也在他的儿女们中间。
Today, even among God's children on this earth,
他也盼望得着一般的人是关心他心意的。
He also wants to gain a people who cares about his heart's desire.
他要来带领这一般关心神心意的人能够成为神的众仆。
And he wants to lead these people who care about his heart's desire to become the servants of God.
弟兄姐妹，神拣选你我做他的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, God has chosen you and I to become his servants.
弟兄姐妹，这是一件何等了不得的事情。
This is such an amazing great thing.
我听说今天的年轻人啊，他们理想中最盼望去工作的地方呢，就是谷歌。
I have heard that among the millennials, the place that they most wanted to go work for is Google.
许多年轻人他们会以 替谷歌公司做事为荣。
A lot of these millennials are very proud for the fact that they can work for Google.
兄姐妹，这不过是地上的事。
My sister, these are only earthly matters.
今天神因他极大的恩典，拣选你我做他的仆人。
Today God has chosen us, you and I, to be His servants by His amazing grace.
叫我们能够服侍这位荣耀的神。
So that we can serve the glorious God.
姐妹，这是何等的拣选。
What a choosing.
这是何等的恩典。
What grace.
那你我的反应如何呢？
So what are your response and my response?
今天有不少的基督徒能够蒙恩得救，他们就感到非常的满足。
Nowadays, there are Christians who are satisfied with the mere fact that they have been saved by grace.
兄姐妹，我们的确为着我们所蒙的救恩，我们感谢赞美神。
Truly, for our salvation, we thank and praise our God.
但是神拯救我们，不是只是单单为着我们不要下地狱，能够上天堂以为满足。
However, God is not satisfied for the mere fact that we will not be going to hell, but we will go to heaven.
神乃是借着他的救恩，拣选我们做他的仆人。
Through his salvation, he wants us to become his servants.
做仆人侍奉神是神拣选我们的心意。
God's heart's desire is to choose us so that we can become his servants.
那么我们愿不愿意照着神这样的一个拣选来答应他的一个呼召？
Are we willing to respond to his calling as his servants?
来照着神的标准，照着神所喜悦的标准来侍奉他呢？
And serve according to these standards, these standards that are pleasing to God.
神要我们，神要我们来注视他的那仆人。
So therefore, God wants us to behold the servant.
看他是如何一位神所喜悦的仆人。
To behold what kind of a servant in whom is God's delight.
那仆人不但是神所扶持、所拣选的。
The servant was not the only one whom God upholds and the one that he has chosen.
他也是神心里所喜悦的。
The servant is also one in whom God's soul delights.
今天我们也盼望能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
Therefore, today we also want to be servants in whom his soul delights.
那我们就要来看那仆人他是如何来得神的喜悦。
And therefore, we have to behold the servant to see how he gains his father's delight.
神所喜悦的仆人所该占的地位乃是一个受敬的地位。
So a servant in whom God's soul delights has to take the position of baptism.
当主耶稣开始出来公开服事的时候，
When the Lord Jesus started his public ministry,
他就来到约旦河边要受施洗约翰的洗。
He came by the river Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist.
然后当他从水里上来的时候，天就为他开了。
When he emerged out of the water, the heaven opened.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And there was a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I pleased.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们主他一生，他在地上一生的服事所占的地位就是这样一个受敬的地位。
So we see that for the entire life of the Lord Jesus Christ, he took this position of being baptized.
我相信我们许多弟兄姐妹，我们都已经受敬归主过。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters have already been baptized unto the Lord.
这受敬所表明的意义就是死、埋葬、复活。
The significance of being baptized is so that we have to die and to be buried and to rise from the dead.
主他的受敬表明他向着罪，他向着世界，他向着己，他站在一个死的地位上。
So in terms of the Lord's baptism, toward death and sin and the world, he has taken the position of a baptism of death.
他活乃是向神活着。
And he lived to God.
弟兄们，这是我们做仆人所当站的地位。
So brothers and sisters, this is the position we as servants ought to take the similar position.
我们服侍神只能站在这一个受敬的地位上。
We as servants can only take the position of being baptized.
罗马书第六章告诉我们，我们若在死的形状上，在他死的形状上与他联合，我们也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Romans 6 tells us that if we are united with him in the likeness of his death, we will also be united with him in the form of his resurrection.
所以当我们在侍奉神的过程当中，
In the process when we serve God,
当有罪恶来 试探我们。
And when sin tempts us,
我们因着站在这一个死的地位上，我们可以不犯罪。
We could take the position that we are dead so that we will not sin.
那姐妹，我不晓得在我们当中有多少人，我们面对罪恶试探的时候，我们仍然是在那里挣扎。
I don't know how many of us still struggle when we face sin.
我们虽然挣扎，然而我们大多数的时间，我们都不是胜过罪，而是被罪所胜过。
And a lot of times, even though we struggle, we are not overcoming sin, but sin has overcome us.
这是因为我们没有站在一个死的地位上。
This is because we have not taken the position of being dead.
如果我们站在这样一个受浸的地位上，
If we take the position of being, having been baptized,
当罪恶来试探我们的时候，
When sin starts to tempt us,
因着我们的旧人与基督已经同死同埋葬了。
Because our old man has been dead and buried with Christ Jesus.
兄姐妹，你有看过死人还犯罪的吗？
Have you seen a dead person who continued to sin?
兄姐妹，这是我们胜过罪恶试探的那个秘诀。
This is the secret by which we can overcome sin and temptations.
当世界用各样的方式来引诱我们的时候，
When the world used all kinds of trickery to tempt us,
同样的，我们因着站在这死的地位上，我们可以不受世界的吸引。
We will not be attracted by the world because we stand in a position that we have been dead.
弟兄姐妹，今天这世界是用何等的方式来引诱神的儿女们。
The world has used all kinds of trickery to tempt the children of God.
可能有的人说，好，我不爱钱。
Some people will say, okay, I don't love money.
但是我爱我的工作。
However, I love my job.
有的人说，我也不爱我的工作。
Someone say, I don't even love my job.
但是我爱我的儿女。
But I love my children.
弟兄姐妹，今天世界的王可以用各样的方式来引诱我们。
The king of this world can use all kinds of means to tempt us.
我们能够胜过世界引诱唯一的秘诀，就是站在这样一个受浸的地位上。
We can overcome sin only because we are in the position of having been baptized.
因为当一个就算是有烟瘾的人，
Even though you have the tendency to smoke,
或是年轻人哈，有这个打游戏的瘾的，
Even you young people who are addicted to video games,
你知道吗？要救他们脱离这个打游戏的网罗是何等的难。
You know, it is so hard to rescue them from the temptations of these video games.
你知道吗？当这个人如果死了，
However, if this person is dead,
你就算是在把再好的游戏、再好玩的游戏再来引诱他，也是没有用。
Even if you tempt this dead person with the best video game, it's worthless.
这是我们胜过世界的那个秘诀。
This is the secret by which we can overcome the world.
当我们自己的意思和神的意思相抵触的时候，
When our will is not in accordance with God's will,
也是因着站在这样一个死的地位上，
We also take the position of having been dead.
我们可以像我们的主在客西马利园里的祷告一样，
Just like our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but thy will be done.
昨天我们在休格兰有一次的家庭聚会。
Yesterday we have a family gathering in Sugarland.
我们交通到父母的合一，也就是夫妻的合一。
We fellowshiped about the oneness of the parents, which is the oneness between husband and wife.
我们就发现何等的难。
We find that it is so difficult.
有的姐妹说，我在很多事情上面我都可以顺从我的丈夫，跟他合一。
Some sisters share that in many, many things they are able to be one with their husband and obey their husband.
但是我在养育儿女这件事情上面呢，我就很难和我的弟兄合一。
However, with respect to raising children, it's very hard for us to be one with our husbands.
姐妹，为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, why?
你们家里面有没有这样的问题呢？
Do you have similar problems at your home?
我们发现这个夫妻的合一是那样的艰难。
It is so difficult to be one between husband and wife.
告诉你们，原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
就是因为你的己。
Because of yourself.
因为你觉得这样养育是最好的。
Because you feel that to raise your children this way is the best.
而你的配偶他也觉得他那样养育是最好的。
And your spouse also feel that the way he wants to raise the children is the best.
你就发现在夫妻之间的合一是何等的难。
Therefore, you see that it is so hard to have oneness between husband and wife.
那夫妻如何能够达到合一呢？
So how could you achieve oneness between husband and wife?
很简单。
Very simple.
就不要照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
只要照主的意思。
According to the will of the Lord.
当基督是我们家里面的主。
When Christ becomes the Lord of our house.
不是只是客厅里面的一块一块牌子。
It's not just a plaque in your living room.
是在每件事上。
But in all things.
我们夫妻二人一同来到主的面前祷告。
Husband and wife come before the Lord to pray together.
来寻求。
And to seek his will.
来向主说不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And both of you say not according to our will, but according to your will.
姐妹，这夫妻的合一就是非常自然的一件事情。
Then oneness between husband and wife is a very natural thing.
所以我们看见今天在我们做神仆人的生活和侍奉上，我们不能够离开这一个受尽的地位。
So we see that as servants in our daily living and in our service, we cannot depart from this position of having been baptized.
叫我们能够向着罪恶，向着世界，向着我们这个肉体的己是死的。
So towards sin and the world and ourself, we are dead.
叫我们能够向着神的旨意，向着神的心意，我们能够是活的。
However, we can be alive toward God's heart's desire and the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们就能够成为那讨神喜悦的仆人。
Therefore, we can become servants in whom is God's delight.
当然，我们要能够像神所喜悦的仆人那样子，一直站在这个受尽的地位上面，这是还是有点挑战的。
However, it is challenging to us to continue to stand in the position of having been baptized.
我想到有一首诗歌，就诗歌386首，它的第一段的歌词告诉我们说，你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。
So this reminds me of a hymn 386. So that if you do not, olives that have known no pressure, never can oil bestow.
你若不投葡萄入榨，怎么样？它就不能成为酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press, cheering wine can never flow.
所以我们知道这葡萄啊是可以做成酒的。
So we know that this grape can turn into wine.
但这个葡萄变成这个美酒啊，它是要去经过一个过程的。
But there's a process by which grapes become good wine.
也是一个啊挺漫长的过程。
In fact, it's a quite a time-consuming process.
第一个步骤呢，你发现这个葡萄必须怎么样被破碎。
So the first step is that the grapes have to be crushed.
如果这个葡萄不愿意被破碎。
If the grape is not willing to be crushed,
就不能成为叫人能够享受的美酒。
It cannot become the wine that cheers men.
姐妹，这是今天神借着十字架在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the work by which God is accomplishing through Christ Jesus on the cross.
因为神拣选了我们。
Because God has chosen us.
他愿意我们成为他所喜悦的仆人。
He has chosen us to be servants in whom his soul delights.
他愿意在我们身上借着十字架的制作
through the constitution of Christ in us
叫我们能够成为他可以享用的那个美酒
on the cross so that we can become the wine that cheers him
愿我们都能够甘心乐意接受十字架的对付
May we all be willing to receive the dealings of the cross
好叫我们能够渐渐地成为一个神所喜悦的仆人
So gradually we can become servants in whom God's soul delights.
这是关于以赛亚书第42章那边第一节经节所告诉我们关于这仆人的那个身份。
So this is the identity that Isaiah tells us in verse 1 in chapter 42.
他是神所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的。
This is someone whom God upholds, his chosen one in whom his soul delights.
现在我们要来看第二节告诉我们说那神是如何的来装备他所喜悦的仆人
Then we have to go to verse 2 to see how God equips servants in whom his soul delights
神乃是以圣灵和权柄来装备他所喜悦的仆人
He uses his spirit and his power to equip his servants
叫他所喜悦的仆人能够得着服侍神的那个能力
So that his servants can gain the power to serve him
这边主的话说我已将我的灵赐给他
Here it says in verse 1 I have put my spirit upon him
这边说到圣灵的权柄还有圣灵的那个能力
It speaks to the authority and the power of the spirit
我们知道做仆人的不能照着自己的意思来侍奉主人
We know that servants cannot just serve the master according to their own will.
仆人同时也不能依靠自己的能力来侍奉主人。
Servants cannot also rely on their own power to serve their master.
神的仆人要在凡事上面来顺从圣灵的权柄，来依靠圣灵的能力来侍奉神。
God's servant, when they serve in all aspects, they have to rely on the Spirit and the power of the Spirit, the authority and the power of the Spirit.
在旧约里，我们看见当神拣选一些人来侍奉他的时候
，In the Old Testament, we see that when God chose some people to serve Him,
包括以色列的祭司、君王、先知
，such as priests and kings and prophets.
在他们开始任职服侍神、侍奉神之前，他们都必须要怎么样？要受膏。
Before their ministry started, they all have to be anointed.
这受膏就表明乃是要受圣灵的装备。
The anointing speaks to the being equipped by the Holy Spirit.
所以耶和华的那仆人在以赛亚书第61章他就自己做见证这么说。
Therefore, the servant testified as of himself in Isaiah chapter 61. He says,
他说主耶和华的灵在我身上。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
因为耶和华用膏膏我。
Because the Lord has anointed me.
叫我报好信息给谦卑的人。
To bring good news to the afflicted.
差遣我医好伤心的人。
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
To proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners.
报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子。
To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
安慰一切悲哀的人。
To comfort all who mourn.
赐华冠与那锡安悲哀的人。
To grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes.
代替灰尘。
Instead of ashes.
喜乐油代替悲哀。
The oil of gladness instead of mourning.
赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
The mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting.
使他们称为公义树。
So that they will be called trees of righteousness.
是耶和华所栽的，叫耶和华得荣耀。
The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
所以我们看见今天我们要成为神所喜悦的仆人。
So we can see that today, if we want to be servants in whom his soul delights,
我们必须要服在圣灵的带领引导之下。
We have to submit under the authority and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
就在凡事上来顺服圣灵的权柄。
In all things, we have to obey the authority of the Spirit.
来倚靠圣灵的能力。
And rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
好叫神能够借着我们的服事。
So that through our service,
来安慰那受伤的人。
God can, through us, they can bind up the brokenhearted.
来扶持那软弱的人。
And we can strengthen the weak.
能够让神借着我们，使我们周的人也能够成为神所栽种的公义树。
So that through us, people around us can also become trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord.
然后叫神荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So that we can be to the glory of his grace.
弟兄姐妹，我们每天的生活和我们各样的服事，我们是不是活在这恩膏的带领底下呢？
So brothers and sisters, our daily living and all kinds of services that we perform, are they all under the anointing of the Spirit?
我们若不活在圣灵的权柄之下，
If we do not yield to the authority of the Holy Spirit,
我们若不是在凡事上来倚靠圣灵的能力，
If we are not relying on the power of the Holy Spirit in all things,
我们就不能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
We cannot become servants in whom is God's delight.
有姐妹，我们看见这是神今天在我们身上来所带领我们的。
This is how God wants to lead us.
我们为着神带领我们在莱斯校园那里的服事，我们感谢神。
For how God has led us in serving the Rice students, we really thank God.
从去年九月份开始，神就带领一般的弟兄姐妹们能够进到校园那里来服侍这些从中国来到莱斯大学求学的学生。
Since last September, God has led a number of brothers and sisters to serve these students from Rice, from China.
当弟兄姐妹在神的面前一同的同心合意的为他们祷告。
When we all come together before God as one to pray,
为他们的蒙恩得救祷告，
and we pray for their salvation as one,
为他们能够被神得着祷告，
we pray that God will gain them.
我们就看到 奇妙的事情发生。
We see that wondrous things happened.
这些原本都是非常聪明的同学们。
All these students who are extremely bright.
我想你们知道我的意思。
I think you know what I mean.
他们都是很优秀的学生。
These are all top students.
当然也就是说呢，都是比较自傲的一点的。
Of course, they're also somewhat prideful.
但是我们看见，当他们来到神的聚会当中。
However, we see that when they come to the meetings of God.
当神借着弟兄姐妹们一同的服事。
Through the service of the brothers and sisters together.
就看见他们一个一个的奇妙的蒙恩得救了。
One by one, they have been saved wonderfully.
不仅他们一个一个蒙恩得救
Not only have they been saved one by one
他们也受尽归主
They've also been baptized into the Lord
当他们受尽归主之后
After they have been baptized into the Lord
神就来带领他们能够成为神的仆人
God also leads them to become God's servants
我就举个例子
Let me give you an example
今年暑假本来我们很多同学们他们是要都会到出城到外地去实习的。
This summer, typically a lot of the students would go out of town to be interns.
可神他大能的手就很奇妙的把这些有好几位这新信主的弟兄姐妹们就留在休斯顿。
However, the mighty hand of God enabled several brothers and sisters who have just been saved to remain in Houston.
所以我们能够借着暑假这段时间呢，在这每个周五的时间呢，来造就他们。
So every Friday night, we have an opportunity to build them up.
给他们上基要真理的课程。
So we went through the basic truth lessons with them.
那超乎我们所想的，神也在这个暑假当中呢，也带领了一些新的福音朋友们来到我们中间。
So beyond our imaginations, God has also brought some new gospel friends in our midst.
那我要说的是，这些蒙恩得救的这些弟兄姐妹们。
So these brothers and sisters who have just been saved by grace.
当他们周五来到聚会当中，到爱的神之家聚会当中的时候。
So on Friday when they gather at this house at Edison Street.
有的人他就会去烧开水。
Some people will go and boil some water.
因为我们爱宴都要喝茶。
Oh, because in our love feast we have to drink tea.
那也有人呢，就当茶煮好了以后呢，他就一杯杯倒好，然后呢，把它端给每一个同学们。
Some of us will also start to pour the tea out and give it to every single student.
因为我们有些时候呢，有些新来的人呢，所以我们也做了这个名牌，上面有名字，好像我们彼此能够认识。
Because we have newcomers, we've also made some name tags so that we can know each other.
就有弟兄姐妹，这新组的弟兄姐妹呢，他自己就会拿这个名牌呢，然后一个一个的发给不同的人。
And then these new brown sisters would give out the name, pass out these name tags.
那也有人呢，他当我们爱宴完以后呢，他自己就跑去跟其他姐妹们一起来把这个锅碗瓢盆能够把它清理清理。
And also some of us would go with the sisters to go wash dishes and pots and pans.
不是 us, 是 them.
Them. They will.
所以我要说的是什么事呢
？So what am I trying to tell you?
这些新信主的弟兄姐妹，他们在这个聚会中的服事，都不是我们去要求他们的。
So we do not demand these new brothers and sisters to serve like this.
也不是我们教导他们的。
It is not something that we've taught them.
我们看见。他们就是神所栽的公义树。
But you see that these are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord.
是神自己在培植他们。
The Lord is raising them.
他们来到神的家中，他们知道他们要服侍神。
When they come into the household of God, they know they need to serve God.
虽然是很小的事情。
Even though these are minor things.
但是我们看见神在那里栽植他们。
We see that they are indeed the planting of the Lord.
神在那里造就他们。
The Lord is building them up.
借着在他们心中的圣灵来引导他们，能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
Through the Spirit that indwells them, they are becoming servants in whom His soul delights.
所以我们看见这无论这个服事的心愿，无论这服事的能力，我们看见都是神借着圣灵所赐给我们。
It is God through the Spirit that has given them the willingness to serve and the ability to serve.
神不仅将他的灵赐给他的仆人。
Not only did God give us his spirit to his servants.
神说他必将公理传给外邦。
It also says that he will faithfully bring forth justice in verse 3.
中文翻译公理哈，它是蛮特别的一个词。我不晓得你们对于这个中文公理，你们的领会是什么。
In the Chinese version, the word justice is translated very uniquely.
对，其实公理它的原文意思里面呢，就有这个审判的意思。
In this, in the Chinese translation, there's this meaning of being judged.
那就带出一个权柄的一个意义。
So it ushers the significance of authority.
所以这里给我们看见神的仆人他在地上他所要服侍的一件非常重要的事情是跟权柄有关。
Therefore, his servants need to accomplish this very important thing on earth, which is the authority.
我们知道长久以来在神所造的万物当中有一个堕落的一个情形。
We know that for the longest time, there's this fallen nature among God's created.
就是受造的天使长和三分之一的天使他们怎么样，他们拒绝神的权柄。
Which is the archangel and one third of the angels created by God rejected God's authority.
那我们看见他们就被审判到这个我们现在所在的这个地球上。
So they have been judged and sent to this globe that we're on.
他们成为今天在空中那掌权恶魔的那个权势。
They are now becoming this dominion of evil in the air.
所以我们看见在旧约里面时候有一段很长的时间，这位万有的神他只能被称为天上的神。
In the Old Testament for a long time, the God of heavens can only be called the God of heavens in the heavens and not of all.
因为在这地上有一个抵挡神权柄的一个势力。
Because on this earth there is this power of opposition.
所以我们看见这是神所要做的一个恢复的工作。
So we see that this is his restoration work on this earth.
这也是主第一次来到地上，他所从神领受那个托付的一个非常重要的一个关键。
This is a very crucial point by which God has entrusted us.
就是要在地上来恢复神的权柄。
Which is we need to restore God's authority on this earth.
借着审判世界的王。
Through judging the king of this world.
我们主耶稣将神的权柄恢复在这个地上。
Our Lord Jesus has restored authority on this earth.
在约翰福音主耶稣说，现在世界的王受审判。
In John, God said, the Lord said that the king of this world has been judged.
我们看见主借着他十字架的救赎的工作呢，他将神的权柄恢复在这个地上。
Through the salvation that the Lord has accomplished, he restored authority on this earth.
所以当主在地上的时候，他传扬的福音是说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Therefore, when the Lord was on this earth, he said that the time is near, heaven is close, repent.
天国就说到权柄。
The kingdom of God talks about authority.
那主叫人要悔改。
The Lord tells us to repent.
那悔改什么呢？
What are we repenting of?
当然我们知道要从罪恶里面悔改。
Of course we need to repent of our sins.
但更重要的是要从那撒旦的权势里面要能够悔改。
However, we also need to repent from the dominion of Satan.
因此我们的主乃是把我们从撒旦权势里面拯救出来。
Because our Lord has saved us already from the dominion of Satan.
那把我们救到那爱子的国里。
He has transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
所以看见这是一个权柄的一场征战。
Therefore, you can see that there is a power struggle among authority.
那为什么主在地上的时候呢，他能够来设立这个公理，他如何能够将神的权柄带到地上呢？
So how is the Lord going to restore justice and bring forth God's authority on this earth?
我们看见我们的主乃是借着让神在他身上能够通行神的权柄。
It is through the fact that when the Lord was on this earth, God's authority is fully carried out through him.
然后借着我们主的言行举止来彰显神的权柄。
Through the Lord's word and his deed, God's authority is being manifested.
所以当主在世的时候，
So when the Lord was still on this earth,
许多人从听到主所说的话 看见主所做的事情，他们感受到的就是那个权柄。
So people, when they heard the Lord Jesus, when they saw his deeds, they could sense the authority of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是神的仆人。
Today we are also servants of God.
神要借着我们在地上的生活与服事。
And through our daily living and our service on this earth.
来恢复他在地上的权柄。
God also wants to restore his authority on this earth.
所以神的权柄必须先通行在我们身上。
Therefore, God's authority has to be first carried out in us.
然后这个权柄借着我们彰显出来。
And this authority will be revealed through us.
就能够叫我们周围的人也能够悔改归服神的权柄。
So the people around us can also repent and to be subjected to the authority of God.
我们感谢神在我们中间给我们许多弟兄姐妹有传福音的负担。
We thank the Lord that a lot of brothers and sisters have this burden to preach the gospel.
姐妹，今天我们传福音的那个目标是什么呢？
What is the goal by which we preach the gospel?
很多时候我们觉得，哇，我们好不容易传福音，最盼望的是什么？有一天啊，这个福音朋友怎么样？蒙恩信主了。
So when we preach the gospel, we're really hoping that this person will be saved by grace.
哎呀，我们就好高兴了。
Then we're so happy.
哎呀，我们就说，哎，终于责任完了。
We say, oh, well, our job is fulfilled.
兄姐妹，不是的。
No.
神要我们传福音的那个目标是什么呢？
What is the goal by which we preach the gospel?
乃是要使万民做他的门徒。
So that all people will become his disciples.
叫万民都能够归服主的权柄。
So that all people will be subject to the authority of the Lord.
所以我们看见我们必须要让神的权柄先在我们身上能够通行。
Therefore, we need to know that God's authority has to be first carried out in us.
叫我们在生活中凡事上我们都能够来顺服圣灵的权柄。
In all things in our daily living, that we can be subject to the authority of the Holy Spirit.
看见神的权柄，就能够借着我们的服事，能够临到我们周围所服事的人。
Then through our service, the authority of God can be flown through to the people whom we serve.
所以做丈夫的弟兄，很多时候你们会拿神的话语来要求妻子说，你们做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
So you brothers who are husbands, a lot of times you use the word of God to say, Wife, submit to your husbands.
有没有用？
Does it accomplish anything?
你们做丈夫的弟兄，你们说说看，你们有没有试过？有没有用啊？
You who are husbands, does it accomplish anything?
你越讲啊，对方反而越不顺服的。
The more you quote the Bible, the less your wife will be submissive.
怎么扭转这个情形呢？
How do you turn around this situation?
你先顺服神的权柄。
You first submit to the authority of God.
当你让神的权柄在你身上通行的时候，
When God's authority is thoroughly carried out in you,
你周围的人也就会顺服神的权柄。
People around you will also submit to the authority of God.
我们就能够达到神心意的那个目标。
Then we can reach the goal of God's heart's desire.
就是你做妻子的顺服你们的丈夫。
Which is for the wives to be submissive to their husbands.
我们知道有一天当主回来的时候，
We know when the Lord will come back again.
世上的国要成为我主和主基督的国。
The king of this world will be, our Lord will become the king of this earth.
那就是我们，
and our kingdom.
那就是我们，主他恢复神，全面恢复神在地上的权柄的时候。
That would be the time when the Lord totally restored the authority of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是神对于他仆人的那个装备。
This is how God equips his servants.
神将他的灵赐给我们。
He has given us his spirit.
他来管理我们。
He governs us.
他来带领我们。
He leads us.
他来指教我们。
He teaches us.
他来帮助我们。
He helps us.
他来加力量给我们。
He strengthens us.
叫我们能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
So that we can become servants in whom his soul delights.
最后一点，我们来看到就关于在这第三节，第二节。
Finally, in verse 2.
第二节，
第三节。Chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
就是二三四节，我们一起看哈。
Let's look at verses 2, 3, and 4.
这边说到什么事情呢？
What are they telling us?
这边就关于那个神的仆人的那个服事。
This speaks to the service of his servant.
不是说呢，神仆人那个服事的态度。
Which, in other words, the attitude by which these servants serve.
这边说那仆人怎么样？他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
Here in verse 2, it says, He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. This is the attitude by which our Lord Jesus completed the entrustment by his Father on this earth.
我们的主在世上的一生, 他不是到处在那里大声地来宣扬他自己, 就是基督, 是神的儿子。
While the Lord was on this earth, he did not proclaim very loudly that he is the Son of God.
虽然我们的主在地上曾经行过许多的神迹奇事, 也曾经医治好许多有病的人,
Even though our Lord has done many signs and miracles and has healed many sick,
但他却要那些被医治的人怎么样? 不要替他宣扬。
However, he tells these people who has been healed by him not to tell other people.
弟兄姐妹,我们想到今天啊, 要是神哪天给我们这个恩赐啊, 给我们这个能力, 我们医好了一个这个得癌症末期的病人,
Think about it. If God were to give you a gift and you heal a terminally ill cancer patient,
或者说你知道你有这样的一个医治的这个能力,
or you know that you have this power of healing,
我想我们很自然啊, 第一个念头我们会想到就是我们就到MDN的神的lobby。
The first thing that comes into your mind is you will go to the lobby of MD Anderson.
哎呀,我们奉主的名啊, 医好许多这个癌症没有盼望的人。
And you heal a lot of these cancer patients who have no hope in the name of the Lord Jesus.
哎,那新闻媒体都来采访。
And all the news media will be there.
全世界都知道。
And the whole world will know about
this. 哎呀,我们就可以为主这个宣扬说这是奉耶稣基督的名所做的。
Then we can proclaim to the whole world that these things are done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们主在地上服事的态度却不是这样。
However, this is not the attitude that our Lord undertook when he was serving on this earth.
我们的主在地上的服事,
the service that our Lord Jesus has taken,
他只有一个目标,
he only had one goal,
就是父神的喜悦,
which is to please his Father.
他只说父神要他说的话。
He only said what the Father wanted him to say.
他只做父神要他做的事。
He only did what the Father wanted him to do.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上, 他的服事不是在人的面前, 乃是在神的面前。
So you see that when the Lord served on this earth, he was not serving merely before men. He was serving before God.
弟兄姐妹,我们想一想我们今天服事的态度。
So think about our own attitude when we serve.
是不是多少时候我们很盼望我们的服事是能够被人知道的呢?
A lot of times when you serve, aren't you quite willing to let other people know?
多少时候我们是不是看重人前的服事过于在神面前的服事呢?
Oftentimes, we put more emphasis in service before men than service before God.
有些时候我们也想到哈, 我想我们弟兄姐妹都羡慕善工。
A lot of times, we also long for good works.
那我们最羡慕的呢, 就是有一天啊, 能够站在讲台上服事。
So the thing we long for the most is that we can stand on the pulpit and serve.
弟兄姐妹是不是这样子呢?
Isn't it so?
在神眼中, 神怎么看我们的服事?
In the eyes of God, how does he look at our service?
弟兄姐妹, 我们主在地上的服事是很隐藏的。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord's service on this earth was very hidden.
因为他的服事不是要得人的喜悦, 乃是要得神的喜悦。
Because he served not to please men, but to please God.
感谢神, 在我们中间, 神也真是, 激励一些弟兄姐妹们, 他们在隐藏的里面来服侍神的心意。
I also want to thank the Lord that he has also raised some brothers and sisters among us who also have this hidden service among us.
有时候我们去看望一些在难处中或是有需要的弟兄姐妹的时候,
Sometimes when we go visit some brothers and sisters in difficulty or affliction,
我们就发现, 哎, 已经有弟兄姐妹在默默地关心着他们, 照顾着他们。
And we discovered that there are already other brothers and sisters who have been quietly serving these people and caring for them.
弟兄姐妹,这样的服事是何等的宝贵。
This service is indeed precious.
当有弟兄姐妹,他们因着顺服圣灵的感动和带领,
According to the moving and the leading of the Holy Spirit,
他们能够在神的面前来服事,来
And these brothers and sisters are willing to have this hidden service before God.
那不为人知的服事,
the service is not known by men.
弟兄姐妹, 这是神所看为宝贵的。
This is precious in the eyes of God.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is something that his soul delights in.
盼望主能够来更新变化我们的心思意念。
We desire for the Lord to transform and transform and change our heart and mind.
叫我们不要过于看重人前的服事。
So that we would not overemphasize service before men.
盼望我们能够有更多是在神面前的服事。
We desire to have more service before God.
是不为人知的服事。
A serving without any man's knowledge.
就像经上主所说的，就是把一杯凉水给我们中间最小的一个小子。
Just like what the Bible says, if you give a glass of cold water to the least of them.
我等盼望啊，特别我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹们，在服事神的事上，我们能够有这样的一个认识。
We particularly hope that the young people among us will have this kind of service.
好，那我们很快看见说，这位那仆人他服事的态度呢，讲到说，压伤的芦苇他不折断，江场的灯火他不吹灭。
In 42:3 it says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish.
我们看见主在地上的服事，乃是把他的生命性情给流露出来。
We see that through his service, our Lord revealed his divine nature and character.
我们主的生命性情是柔和，是谦卑的。
He is gentle and humble in heart.
当他在地上服事的时候呢，他就是把这样一个谦卑，这样一个柔和呢，给服事在人的身上。
So when he served on earth, his gentleness and humility of heart is revealed before men.
圣经用芦苇呢来代表我们这个人的天性。
So the Bible uses the reed to typify the natural life.
因为我们生下来就是罪人。
Because we are born sinners.
我们外面看起来都很体面。
From the outside, we all look quite seemly.
但是我们里面却是很虚空。
However, inside us is all vanities.
我们外面看起来有模有样。
From the outside, we look pretty good.
但是我们背地里却是道貌岸然。
However, behind the scenes, we are unspeakable.
所以圣经用芦苇来代表我们人。
So the Bible uses the reed to typify men.
那呢，圣经呢，就用压伤的芦苇来代表什么？
What is the Bible used to typify as a bruised reed?
代表心灵受伤的人。
It typifies people who are broken-hearted.
我们生下来的时候呢，就像芦苇。
When we're born, we're like the reed.
慢慢经过求学、工作、成家立业以后呢，我们就成为什么？就变成受伤的芦苇。
When we're born, we go to school, we get a job, and we have family. Then gradually, we become the bruised reed.
你在学习当中你也曾经受伤。
In your studies, you have been bruised.
有一天你的好朋友不理你了。
One day, your good friend abandons you.
你去工作的时候也受伤。
When you go to work, you're also bruised.
被你的老板压伤，被你的同事压伤。
Your boss and your colleagues oppress you.
好不容易跟心爱的人结婚了。
Finally, you marry your beloved.
结果在家里面就被你所爱的配偶压伤。
But in your family, you are bruised by your beloved spouse.
后来好高兴生了儿女了。
So finally,With all joy, you have children.
哇，弟兄姐妹，你知道啊，这个压伤是很厉害的。
You know it is very hard.
The bruising is very bad.
When they become teenagers, the bruising is bad.
所以我们一个一个都成为压伤的芦苇。
So one by one, we all become the bruised reed.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天压伤的芦苇，主他不折断。
We see that a bruised reed, the Lord will not break.
今天我们当中不知道有多少被压伤的芦苇。
Among us, there are so many bruised reed.
多少的家庭当中有被压伤的芦苇。
So there are so many bruised reeds in our families.
然后我们要记得，神的那仆人压伤芦苇，他不折断。
However, we need to remember the servant. He does not break a bruised reed.
这是今天我们作为神的仆人所最需要彰显流露的一个见证。
This is the most important testimony we as servants has to testify when we serve.
我们要将主的怜悯的性情给彰显流露出来。
We have to manifest the character of mercy.
弟兄姐妹，我们天然人对于压伤芦苇的态度是怎么样呢？
What is the attitude of the natural man to a bruised reed?
我们都觉得这压伤芦苇本来就没用了，压上芦苇怎么样就更没有用。
So we see that a reed is worthless, and the Bruce reed is even more worthless.
那怎么办呢?
So what do you do?
就把它折断了。
Let's just break it.
就把它放弃了。
We just abandon it.
然而我们的主他却不是这样。
However, a Lord is not like this.
因为他不灰心。
Because he is not disheartened.
他也不丧胆。
And he's not crushed in verse 4.
姐妹，我们看见我们的主是那样子，向着神是有指望的。
We see how our Lord has hope in God.
当我们近年来，我们想到我们当中的年轻的一代，包括孩子们。
So when we think about our young people, including the children.
哎呀，他们中间也是许多那被压伤的芦苇。
There are lots of bruised reed among them.
他们是非常在一个非常艰难的一个世代里面。
They're also in a generation that full of affliction.
然而我们看见他们却又不来好好的来追求主。
However, we also see that they do not pursue the Lord correctly.
我们看到年轻一代孩子们他们属灵光景实在是叫我们感到灰心。
We see the spiritual condition of these young people and we are disheartened.
我们看见他们因着仇敌的引诱和攻击他们离神越来越远。
We see that because of the temptation and the attack of the enemy, they're farther and farther away from God.
叫我们常常不由得要觉得灰心失望。
So naturally, we become disheartened and disappointed.
我们都要丧胆放弃。
We all are crushed and we want to give up.
所以因为我们是不是可能现在我们就还在一个难处的里头。
Maybe we are still in the midst of a difficulty.
我们可能就还面对一个被压伤的芦苇在我们眼前。
Maybe you are facing a bruised reed right now before your eyes.
很可能我们为了这个压伤芦苇已经祷告多年。
Maybe we have been praying for this bruised reed for many years.
我们已经灰心了。
We have been disheartened.
我们已经失望了。
We are disappointed.
但我们的主，神的那仆人，他不灰心，也不失望。
However, our Lord, the servant, he is not disheartened.
我们想到当我们主钉十字架的时候，
when we see that our Lord was crucified on the
cross, 原本跟从他的门徒们，
the disciples we used to follow him,
原本是主所爱的门徒们，
these disciples whom he used to love,
他们都四散了。
They scattered.
但我们的主，他不灰心，他也不丧胆。
However, our Lord was not disheartened, nor was he crushed.
后来我们的主从死里复活。
And then our Lord arose from the dead.
他先后曾经向五百个门徒们显现。
He showed himself to about 500 people.
然后主要他们，主命令他们说，要在耶路撒冷小楼上来祷告。
So the Lord told them to go to the upper room to pray.
来等候所应许的圣灵。
And to wait for this Holy Spirit that has been promised them.
弟兄姐妹，你知道见过复活主的多少人？
Do you know how many people have seen the resurrection of the Lord?
至少有五百人，对不对？
At least 500 people, right?
你知道在照着主的命令在小楼祷告的多少人？
Do you know how many people were there on the upper room praying according to his commandment?
只有120。
Only 120.
那其他三百多人呢？
What about the other 300 some people?
然而我们的主，他不灰心，他也不丧胆。
However, our Lord is not disheartened, nor is he crushed.
到了五旬节的时候，
On the day of the Pentecost,
圣灵降临在门徒们身上。
The Holy Spirit descended on the disciples.
我们看见主得着了三千多的门徒。
We see that the Lord gained 3,000 disciples.
当这些数千的门徒们回到自己的地方去，
When these thousands of disciples returned their own place,
他们刚强勇敢地在他们所在的地方来传扬基督耶稣荣耀的救恩。
With boldness and courage, they proclaimed the salvation of this glorious Lord.
后来我们看见信主的人变成有数万。
So we see that the people who have believed in the Lord are tens of thousands.
直到今天我们看见基督身体里有千千万万的肢体。
So in the body of Christ, we see that their members are in the myriads of myriads.
弟兄姐妹，这是因为那仆人他不灰心，也不丧胆。
It is all because the servant was not disheartened, nor was he crushed.
今天神设立我们成为为教会的守望者。
Today God has established us as watchmen for him, for the church.
神要我们不仅为教会守望，为我们的家庭守望。
God wants us to be watchmen not only for the church but also for our families.
非常重要的一点就是我们不能灰心，也不能丧胆。
The key thing is that you cannot be discouraged and cannot be crushed.
兄姐妹，可能今天在你面前的难处是何等的大。
Maybe today you face a gigantic difficulty.
然而感谢神，他已经将他的灵赐给了我们。
But thank God, He has already given you His Spirit.
他要我们能够来为神的心意祷告。
He wants to enable us to pray for His heart's desire.
来为神心意中的教会祷告。
He wants us to pray for the church according to His heart's desire.
他叫我们不静默，也不歇息。
So that He wants us to take no rest and not keep silent.
也不让神歇息。
And we also cannot give God rest.
只等到他建立耶路撒冷。
Until He establishes Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，这是神所要得着的。
This is what God wants to gain.
神要得着一个荣耀的教会。
God wants to gain a glorious church.
因此神要我们这些他的仆人来成为那守望者。
Therefore, God wants His servants to become watchmen.
能够叫神的心意能够早日的得着成就。
So that we can hasten the accomplishment of God's heart's desire.
叫神的权柄能够被恢复在全地之上。
So that the authority of God can be restored above all the earth.
为了今年夏令会我们曾经有许多个月的祷告。
For our summer conference this year, we have prayed for many, many months.
今年为了夏令会祷告的过程当中我们也经历了一件特别的事。
We also experienced a unique thing through our prayers.
就从今年年初开始。
From the beginning of this year.
我们就看见那参加周三教会祷告会的弟兄姐妹越来越少。
There are fewer and fewer people who attended the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
实在让我们心里面感觉到似乎要灰心，似乎要丧胆。
So it's almost like we are to be disheartened and crushed.
然而感谢赞美主。
However, thank and praise the Lord.
当我们到了夏令会的时候
，When we arrived at the summer conference,
主借着彭弟兄把以赛亚书这渔民的信息来交通给我们的时候
，When Brother Payne shared the message of the remnant with us,
把神所要得着的众仆人的心意告诉我们的时候
，When he shared with us his heart's desire to have servants, many servants,
我心里面得着何等的安慰
，My heart was so comforted.
今天神乃是要得着一般是在乎他心意的人。
Today, God wants to gain a people who cares about His heart's desire.
兄姐妹，不在乎人多人少。
It doesn't depend on how many people there are.
但是神愿意有更多的儿女们能够起来关心他的心意。
However, God truly desires to have more people, more children to rise up to care about His heart's desire.
能够愿意让神来设立成为那为教会守望的祷告的人。
And more people who are willing to be established as watchmen for the church.
弟兄姐妹，这是神给我们的恩典。
This is a grace that God has given us.
这是神给我们一个荣耀的职分。
This is a glorious ministry that God has given us.
那我们的反应是如何呢？
What is our response?
我们愿不愿意成为神所喜悦的仆人呢？
Are we willing to become servants in whom His soul delights?
早晨神要我们来注视他的仆人。
Today, God wants us to behold His servant.
叫我们来常常来注视我们的主。他是如何忠于神的托付。
He wants us to constantly behold our Lord, who is so faithful to God's entrustment.
他是如何在那里来体贴神的心意。
How he is mindful of matters of God.
他在凡事上来顺从圣灵的带领。
In all things, he obeys the leading of the Holy Spirit.
来依靠圣灵的能力。
In reliance of the power of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们也来看见我们的主在地上服事的时候
So we also see that when the Lord was serving on this earth
他是那样的不喧嚷
He did not raise his voice
不扬声
And he did not cry out
我们看见主是何等的怜悯
We also saw that how the Lord was merciful on this earth
压伤的芦苇他不折断
A bruised reed he did not break
将残的灯火他不吹灭
A dimly burning wick he did not extinguish
我们的主不灰心
Our Lord was not disheartened.
我们主在面对这样一场猛烈属灵征战面前，他不丧胆。
In this fierce spiritual warfare, he was not crushed.
同姐妹，你我灰心吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you or am I disheartened?
我们因着我们周围的难处灰心吗
？Are we disheartened because of the circumstances that we are in?
我们因着我们所面临的难处而丧胆。
Are we crushed because of the circumstances and difficulties?
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
他是 神喜悦仆人的那个榜样。
He is the example that in whom God so delights.
因为我们也能够在凡事上，我们能够来顺服圣灵的带领。
May we all obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够在凡事上来依靠圣灵所赐我们的能力。
In all things, we only rely on the power bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够成为忠于神托付、讨神喜悦的仆人。
So that we can be faithful to the entrustment of God, to be servants of Him.
叫神能够借着我们的服事
through our service,
也帮助我们周围的人能够成为公义树
so that God can establish trees of righteousness for the people around us.
成为为教会守望的人
so that we can all become watchmen for the church.
成为神可以享受的那个新酒。
And we can also become the new wine that cheers God.
成为神可安息的居所。
So we can become the resting place for God.
叫我们的家庭，叫我们的聚会，满有神的同在。
So that God's presence would flood our family and our meetings.
叫神那荣耀的恩典能够在我们身上，在我们中间得着称颂。
Therefore, the great grace among us can be to the glory of His praise.
好，我们一起再低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，虽然我们人的话语有限
，even though men's words are limited，
但主，你圣灵的工作是无限的。
However, the work of the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
求你再赐给我们有回头的亮光。
We entreat you to give us this enlightenment to turn back.
求你的灵在我们每个人听见的人的心中，再将你的话语来为我们开启。
So use your word in our hearts to reveal them yourself to us.
主，好叫我们都能够成为你所喜悦的仆人。
So that we can all become servants in whom your soul delights.
叫我们的侍奉都能够讨你的喜悦。
So that our service can be well pleasing to you.
叫我们的每一天都能够来为我们的主而活。
So that we can live for our Lord every single day of our lives.
主，愿你恩典的荣耀得着称颂。
So that your glorious grace can be to the praise of your glory.
我们等候你荣耀的归来。
We wait for your glorious return.
帮助我们。
Help us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.